It's time to hear from the Green Party with co-leader James Shaw.
Yes, joining us now is the Green Party's trade spokesperson, Golriz Gariman, to talk the TPP. How are you, Golriz?
Hi, I'm good. Someone just told me it was very unusual to have a woman spokesperson on trade, so I'm taking that as a compliment.
Oh, absolutely.
I mean,
why unusual? How unusual? I mean, that's not really unusual, is it?
I think, you know, apparently women aren't normally entrusted with finance and trade and things like that. But
good Lord. Just before we get into the issue of trade, how are you finding the transition into Parliament so far?
Great, now that things have really started. And I think maybe they started for me in a far more full-on way than anyone else, because I had immigration and trade as well. So I did a lot on Manus Island as a matter of urgency, and then a lot on the TPP. So I feel good.
Cool.
Hitting the ground running.
So about 5 minutes ago, it was announced that the Green Party will oppose the TPP and will vote against the rebranded version when it comes before Parliament. What's all this about?
This isn't new. The government's always known about this, so and the reasons for it. You know, they've certainly been aware of it even throughout the negotiations that led to the successful, you know, coalition coming together. So we see the TPP as a bit of an archaic type of trade agreement. It's more an investor agreement than a trade agreement, and we'd like New Zealand to move toward a model where ISDS aren't included in the way that they are, so that our democracy and human rights and environmental protections are upheld wherever trade is dealt with, and we don't really see this deal as doing that.
Do you think the fact that you're in a confidence and supply agreement with Labour gives you a bit more freedom to sort of pick and choose what sort of policies you decide to support or not?
Absolutely. It allows us to maintain our distinct party kaupapa and to vote on things like this and speak out on things like this in a way that really sort of is consistent with why people voted Green.
Are you a bit disappointed that the Labour Party seems to have done a bit of a U-turn with regards to the TPP? Because last year a lot of their MPs were marching in the streets against it.
Yeah, we're a little bit late to the table in opposing the TPP even then. But we've always known that. I mean, fundamentally, I think it was Phil Gough that put the TPP together all those years ago. So, if, you know, it hasn't been something that Labour has been fundamentally opposed to in the way that the Green Party has been. And that's because we do want to actually modernise trade. And other parts of the world, in the EU, even in South America, and then, you know, in terms of India's approach, this isn't the way things are done, and we think we need to kind of step up into the 21st century and take a more holistic approach to trade.
Now, the main sort of bone of contention seems to be this investor-state dispute settlement mechanism that you mentioned. Would you be wanting to see this removed from any agreement that goes forward?
Yeah, well, the minister has said that, you know, now with the new agreement that multinationals can't sue for contract breaches, but they actually still can sue if the breaches alleged come under the investor chapter, which is where the power lies in this agreement. And so really, it hasn't changed substantively. And most of, just to put it into context, predominantly those challenges by multinationals come when environmental protections are introduced by member states. So that's a really huge deal for us. But overall, this deal is still really weak on, and it actually has non-binding provisions on anything to do with corporate social responsibility. It's really weak on environmental and labour protections. Again, to put it into perspective, where there's been disputes where people have tried, or countries have tried to rely on labour protection or environmental protections, out of 46 disputes, only two have actually been upheld. That's how weak these mechanisms are. So really, this is a deal that protects multinational corporate interests over our democracy, so our government and our future government's ability to legislate to protect us, and also just above all of our sort of rights and environmental rights as well.
Now, Labour say the agreement is better than what it would have been under National. What's your reaction to this?
It is better. I was heartened by, you know, Farm Act being better protected. It just doesn't go far enough, and we've seen, you know, Canada push harder, Vietnam push harder. Canada did something that actually Labor called for in opposition, which is that they consulted. So they put this out, you know, they were much more transparent and they actually consulted with their people and listened to their people. So with the hiatus in the negotiations, that could be a possibility here as well.
Now, a lot of people don't know what this means for the country and how it will affect them. Can you give us a bit of sort of exposition about the agreement?
Well, this is a trade agreement, and, you know, the powerful investor chapter, I guess the objective of it are to protect foreign investors. Overall, that's the aim of the whole agreement, but this chapter in particular aims to protect foreign investors from political and other risks, and also to accelerate investment and liberalise the market. So that's the key thing that we're concerned about. Of course, trade is important, but, I mean, New Zealand, most of our businesses are small businesses in any case, so we want to know that the financial interest that we are pushing here is actually balanced by what we're doing, which is signing up to protect the interests of foreign multinational corporates. So if a future government wants to introduce some kind of environmental protection that wasn't in place now, a multinational can actually sue us for contract breach under the investor chapter. So that's still kind of there, and that's still really concerning for us, especially as the Green Party. But it's, for me as well, the human rights implications are concerning. I think, you know, one of the great dangers to both people and nature's rights at the moment are the interests of multinational kind of overriding democracies.
Just finally then, what is your role now? Do you think the Green Party will just be holding the agreement to account when it comes before Parliament?
Well, we have a really special place now because we can work with the government to, for example, ensure that this kind of trade agreement doesn't come around again. So that's something that the Obama administration wanted to do, for example, is introduce legislation, domestic legislation, that said that trade agreements always had to take into account human rights and environmental protections. So things like that, we can actually still work with the government to do that. And we still have our voice, so we are still calling on the government to push harder, and as the government's always known, we would do.
All right, well, thanks very much for your time today, Golriz.
Thank you.
Cool. Bye.
That was James Shaw for the Green Party. The Wire.